If you get a chance sometime to sit down and just read the whole letter of St. Paul to Philemon, it's great. It's great because the situation is that Onesimus, Philemon's slave, has run away and attached himself to Paul, and in the attachment has become a believer in Christ. So now Paul is sending him back, and there is all of the tongue-in-cheek stuff that Paul is doing, saying, you know, any debt that he owes you, just put it to me. Don't forget, you owe me your very life. It's incredible. You see so much of Paul's personality because Onesimus is risking his life by going back. And Paul is laying it on really, really thick to make sure that Philemon receives him not as a slave, but as a brother in Christ. In the gospel text today, we have this sense, they're looking for the kingdom of God. Is it over there? Is it over there? Where is it? Jesus declares it cannot be observed because it is already in your midst. He talks to his disciples about those that will say, and it's a little confusing, the days of the Son of Man, is he talking about the present moment? Is he talking about when he comes in his glory? Look, there he is over there. Look over there. Run, go. But it will not be that way. In a moment, like lightning flashing from one part of the sky to the other, Jesus will come. My brothers and sisters, how often do we look outside of ourselves for the peace and the fulfillment that we long for? Seeking it over here, or seeking it over here, or with this group, or that group, as if there is going to be a magical place, a magical moment, when I will possess the peace that I long for, the fulfillment. The kingdom of God is not found out there. The kingdom of God is found right here. I should say right there. I don't want everybody coming up here like, show us the kingdom, Father. No, it is here in your heart that the kingdom of God is made manifest. It is there in your heart that the profound grace and fulfillment and reconciliation of God is to be lived out. To possess the kingdom, to know this place of fulfillment of the kingdom, frees us from running around searching for that place, that environment, that community, that group, that parish. The kingdom of God, my brothers and sisters, is at hand. And it is there in the secret of your heart that God desires to make and to take up his place. For those who are undergoing persecution, these words are so essential. When everything else is taken from them, when their security, their safety, when the things that they would depend upon, even just in their humanity, are taken from them, we need that kingdom. We need to know that it is here and not there. This is the place of conversion, my brothers and sisters. This is the place where God desires to dwell. Know that we are all called to be living stones, built up into the edifice of God's temple that gives him glory and praise. It is here that you need to search him out. It is here that you need to reconcile with him. Amen.